好，感谢主。
Praise Lord。
神把我们带到2022年3月13号的主日讲道时间来。
God gets us to March 13, 2022 summertime.
今天我们讲到的题目是路见不平怎么办。
The summer title today is What to do when encountering injustice.
在讲道以前有一个祷告，把时间交给神。
Let's start with a prayer.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你让我们靠着你的话语行走人生的道路啊。
And we thank you that you just let us just rely on your word so we can walk on our path.
我们在人生的道路当中遇见不同的高低起伏啊。
In our life, we just see that life is up and down.
我们也会经历到不少道路上的曲折。
Also, we also experience some of the things that's not quite smooth.
我们该怎么办呢？
What should we do?
遇见不公义的事情又当如何呢？
So when we face the injustice, what can we do?
俄罗斯入侵乌克兰，我们应当怎么办呢？
So the Russians have invaded Ukraine, what can we do?
我们在街头上遇见街霸、恶霸欺负人又当如何呢？
So when we encounter the bullies and the bullying the people on the street, what should we do?
主啊，我们真是离不开你的话语啊。
Lord, we just cannot be apart from your word.
求你今天借着你的话语来教导和帮助我们。
Please teach and help us that with your words.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，路见不平怎么办？
What to do when encountering injustice?
人生在世，路见不平，常有的事儿，你该怎么办呢？
So it is just quite common when we face those that injustice, what should we do?
难道我们在街头上遇见恶霸欺负妇孺，我们是能够熟视无睹见死不救吗？
So when we encounter bullies that bullying women and children on the street, can we just turn a blind eye and see death?
我们已经到达今天这个那么文明的时代了，也会发生俄罗斯入侵乌克兰的事件，表达一下同情也不行吗？
So even today, when the Ukraine is invaded by Russia, is it just not okay for us to express that our sympathy?
我们可不可以表达一个谴责的声音呢？
Can we just express the voice of condemnation?
Facebook 的总裁他就说在 Facebook 上随便说普京不犯法，他也不撤掉这个。
So now the person that the Facebook has said they just allow the people just express the message.
他可能也是一个路见不平，他自己该怎么办的一个回应啊。
Maybe that's his response about just seeing the injustice.
那说我们中国人遇见徐州的铁链女呢？
So what about in China? And when we face about this the iron chain woman in 徐州？
那现在还有什么铁笼女啊，什么山洞女啊，火烧女，什么女都出来了。
Now there's all different kind of the news also come out about women just like in cage and the cave.
这是不是也是一种路见不平呢？
Is it also just like when we encounter injustice?
我们是否能够表达我们的同情心呢？
Can we express our sympathy?
甚至我们的愤怒和悲哀之情可以表达吗？
Or can we express about our anger and sadness?
其实我们如果继续说下去，继续问下去的话呢？
If we just go on just talking about this.
你其实难免就会遇到人生的终极关怀的问题了。
Then we will inevitably encounter the ultimate concern of life.
就是神啊，你在哪里啊？
Which is God, where are you?
好，我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
情何以堪呢？
How can it be?
今天的经文我们看见哈巴谷的境遇跟我们是有些不一样的。
From today's verses, and we see Habakkuk's situation is different from ours today.
但是在心情和感受上可能会是雷同，甚至一样，会不会啊？
But the mood and feelings are the same, right?
就是我们可能不得不走到一个地步，就是向神发出内心的呼求啊。
And that is, we're just going to help. We just walk to the point that we just cry out to God.
我们可能也像哈巴谷一样。向主发出祷告说，主啊，你看见的恶者欺压你的子民，真是叫人情何以堪呐。
And we may just cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, I've seen the evil one oppressing your people. It just truly just is so embarrassing.
首先你是主宰。
First, you are the Lord.
哈巴谷的祷告是什么呢？
What is Habakkuk's prayer?
他称呼神是我的神啊，我的神，对吧？
He called God.My God, my Holy One.
我的神啊，我的圣者呀。
My God, my Holy One.
他什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
神是借着哈巴谷的意思是说，我们与上帝是有关系的。
So through Habakkuk, and God just tells us that he has that something to do with us.
至少上帝，你与我哈巴谷是有关系的，对吧？
At least that he means that God has something to do with the Habakkuk.
我至少是南国的犹大人呢。
At least I'm the people just from southern Judah.
呀，神在以色列人当中是被称为是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，都与我有关呢。
And God is not among the Israelites that as the God of Abraham and God of Isaac.
其实对于新约的基督徒来讲，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各也是我们的祖先，你能够体会得到吗？
And also for the believers in the New Testament, and just God of the Abraham, God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, and He's our God.
每一个相信耶稣基督的人，其实也有一个家谱的延伸，借着耶稣基督的家谱延伸到以色列人的祖先当中去，也是去到归到亚伯拉罕这里的。
Actually, every believer, we just extend our family tree and to Abraham.
这个是在耶稣被钉十字架的时候，那个幔子分裂成两半，中间的拦阻被去掉了。
That is when Jesus was just crucified on the cross, and the veil just split in two.
呀，加拉太书是特别讲到两边的障碍没有了。
And in the book of Galatians, talking about the obstacle between both sides, it's gone.
从此，以色列人和新约的信徒要合而为一啊。
Since then, the Israelites and the believers in New Testament, we just reunited in one.
那不但如此，你更加是亘古就有的那创造者，对不对？
Not only that, and God, you are just an eternal creator.
我们要思想一下，有主你在，我们怎么会死呢？
So we need to think with God, and how can we die?
当然，哈巴谷深知神的用意啊。
Of course, Habakkuk knew about the God's heart.
他说：“耶和华，你派定他，就是指加勒底人呢，来为要刑罚人，磐石啊，你设立他为要惩治人，对吧？”
And here Habakkuk said, "You, Lord, have appointed them to execute judgment. You, my rock."Have ordained them to punish.
呀，甚至我们站在遭咒诅、遭难的这个角度来看呢，往前可以走多一步啊。
And we can just move further, just from the viewpoint about this suffering.
我们可以走到哪里去呢
？Where can we look?
就是所有每一个遭难的人，没有一个是冤枉的，懂吗
？And that is for everyone, and who just encounter this tribulation, and no one in the world is the unjustly suffering.
没有一个是真正在上帝的面前委屈的。
In front of God, and none of us, we are just mistreated.
因为上帝从天上观看，连一个义人都没有。
Because God just observed just from heaven, there's no righteous one.
既然在你生命当中有不义的地方，难道上帝的公义不可以审判你吗
？Since in your life there's an unrighteousness, can God's righteousness just fall on you?
至于他是用比你更加不义的人去刑罚你，难道上帝没有这个主权吗？
Does God not have a sovereignty? Just have the person who's even just not unrighteous and to fall on you.
当然，接受这一点是有些残忍了。
Of course, it's very cruel to accept this.
但是这却是真实的，对吧
？However, it's true.
其次是静默不语啊。
Second, be silent.
我反反复复地问这个问题。
I just ask this repeatedly.
我甚至更加想反问这个问题。
I just want to ask about this.
请问为什么神不可以静默呢？
Why can't God be silent?
那请问神为什么他不可以是不理你呢
？So why God just can't just ignore it?
神是可以看着而不理的，还有这个权柄的。
God has this sovereignty; He can just look at it and just ignore it.
我们不妨打开圣经去看一看就知道了。
Let's open the Bible, take a look.
你想想，以色列人在埃及手下受苦受了430年呢。
The Israelites suffered in Egypt for 430 years.
这四百三十年，以色列得流多少眼泪啊
？Think about this. How many tears they have shed for this 400 some years?
他们得遭受多少代人的痛苦啊
？They just so many generations, and they just suffered.
直到430年满了，圣经很强调这一点，满了430年这一天，神才借着摩西把以色列人带出埃及啊。
So in the Bible, just emphasize.When 430 years fulfilled, and then God just sent Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
呀，如此这般做一个对比呢，发现，在南国的犹大人跟先祖相比，忍耐力可是差的很多呀。
So compare with that, and just look at the southern Jews of Habakkuk's time. They were just far less patient.
呀，先知听神的声音。
So the prophets listen to the voice of God.
先知也传达神的声音。
Also, prophets convey the voice of God.
但是你别忘了，他也会代表百姓向神发出祷告的。
Don't forget, the prophet also preached to God on behalf of the people.
他这段祷告一章十三节很有意思哦。
So in the verse, chapter 1 verse 13.
他说：“你的眼目清洁，不看邪僻，不看奸恶，呀，行诡诈的，你为何看着不理呢？”恶人吞灭比自己公义的，你为何静默不语呢？
So he said, your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrongdoing. Why then you tolerate the treacherous? Why are you silent while the weak swallowed up those more righteous than themselves?
听得懂这一句祷告词吗？
Do you understand this prayer?
可能我们忘记了一件事情。
Perhaps we have forgotten.
神其实从来不在一个道德伦理的审判台前受审啊。
That God is not judged before the moral and ethical judgment seat.
乃是在他自己永恒的国度当中掌权啊。
But he just reigns in his own eternal kingdom.
而最后，怎可失控呢？
Lastly, how can it get out of control?
先知继续说了。
The prophet continued.
他说：“你为何使人如海中的鱼？”又如没有管辖的爬物呢？
And he said, you have just made people like the fish in the sea, like the sea creatures that have no ruler.
这句话跟我们今天的世代好像有些接近哦。
So this verse is pretty similar to today's world.
它的意思就是世界都乱了套了嘛。
That is saying the world is in chaos.
怎么俄罗斯就这么公然入侵一个主权的国家乌克兰呢？
Why did Russia so just blatantly and just invade Ukraine?
怎么某些国家的城管就随意的欺压百姓呢？
How could the urban management oppress the people so badly?
怎么在这光天化日之下，朗朗乾坤之下，会出现铁链女、铁笼女、山洞女，好像最近又来了个火烧女呢？
And this broad daylight and a bright sky, and how can there be a woman in chains, a woman in cage, and also in a cave? And now it seems like there is another woman on fire.
我们在祷告中可能会以为神呢忽略了、忘记了，会不会啊？
In our prayer, we may think that God has neglected and forgotten.
会不会是神的膀臂缩短了呢？
Could God's arm shorten?
会不会上帝的能力减弱了呢？
Could God's power just weakened?
有没有这种可能啊？
Is that possible?
但是神说他不是单眼呐。
However, God said that He did not delay.
他也不是看不见呐。
It's not He didn't see.
神的眼目看得清清楚楚的，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, God sees things so everything is very clear.
不管谁做什么，谁神终究是会要审判的。
No matter who anyone do anything, and God at the end He will judge.
不要忘了，神是轻慢不得的。
Do not forget, God cannot be mocked.
有一些是要在最后的审判，在白色大宝座的时候审判。
And some God will just judge at His white throne.
有的可能就是现世报啊。
Some judgment and God will just repay just at the current time.
神可能马上就让你见到这个效果呀。
God may just let you just see the consequence quickly.
当然，神不单言的目的主要是他要让万人得救啊。
So it's very clear that the purpose God just did not just a delay. That is for the He wants everyone to be saved.
他不愿意有一个人沉沦呢。
God would not just want anyone to perish.
等了那么久还不回来主。
After waiting for so long, God still didn't come back.
但是不要忘了，主看千年如一日，一日如千年呐。
But the Lord sees 1,000 years as one day, and 1 day as 1,000 years.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
终究会报。
Will eventually repay.
路见不平，是我们心里面不平，对吧？
So when we encounter this injustice, actually in our heart,
我们心里边可能都在期待着神要报应他呀。
We may expect God to just revenge.
圣经讲得很清楚，终究会报的这一天。
The Bible tells us very clearly, one day God will eventually repay.
要按照我们的期望呢
？According to our expectation.
最好就是神今天降一团大火。
The best thing is that God will just send down a fire today.
将这些坏人通通烧死。
And burn all the bad gods.
那问题不就解决了吗
？And the problem will be solved.
记得当年耶稣的门徒好像也有这种类似的建议了。
So during the time that the Jesus disciple, they had a similar suggestion.
但是主并没有理睬他呀。
But God ignored them.
想想为什么呢
？Think about why.
首先，神都知道。
First, God knows.
有一个属灵的真理，我们知道却有可能忽略的。
There is a spiritual truth that we know, but we may just ignore.
就是我们的祷告，神都知道。
That That is, our prayers are known to God.
甚至我们的祷告还没有出声，还没说，神就已经知道了。
Even before we say it, God already knows.
这些比我们更加，比我们犹大南国人更加邪恶的加勒底人来了。
So these Chaldeans, who are even more wicked than we, just the children of Judah have come.
呀，主啊，你怎么能够不理呢
？Lord, why are you ignoring them?
呀，这些比我们更加邪恶的俄罗斯人也来到我们乌克兰的大地上了。
So this is the people who even this week, just the weak one, and this Russia just came to the Ukraine.
难道神不知道吗
？So does God just ignore? Does not know?
这些俄罗斯人来到乌克兰，连教堂都攻击，教堂都炸毁，对吧
？So the Russia just came to Ukraine. They even just bombed the church.
跟当年的加勒底人是何等的相似啊
！So they're just so similar to the Chaldeans during the time.
站在哈巴谷先知的角度来看呢
？So from Habakkuk's viewpoint,
这些巴比伦人，他们岂可屡次倒空网罗呀
？How could this Babylonian repeatedly just
将列国的人时常杀戮，毫不顾惜呢
？And slaughter the people of the nations constantly.
也和今天这些被称为是战斗民族的东斯拉夫人，他岂可向平民开火？炸毁医院，杀死走在路上的孤儿呢
？Like this is Slavs, and who are just called the fighting people? How can they just open fire on civilians and blow up the hospital and kill all orphans on this road?
呀，有些弟兄姐妹告诉我呀。
Some brothers and sisters told me.
当他们看到这些消息
，They said when they hear this news.
当他们遇到这种光景
，And when they just get to this state.
甚至连祷告的意愿都失去了，不想祷告，就想躺平啊。
So they even just lose the will to pray, just want to lie down.
教会有一个人分享，他整个心情很灰心，很沮丧，很想躺平。结果很多马上回应，我也是这样，我也是这样。正如保罗说：“有谁软弱，我不软弱呢
？”So when one member just share about this, so discouraged, and there's many just that echoed, and just the Paul to say the same thing.So who's not weak and I'm weak?
你知道吗，弟兄姐妹
？Brother, sister, do you know?
我们的灰心，主都知道的。
God knows our discouragement.
并且呢，他在我们灰心的尽头处等着我们。
Also, God is waiting for us at the end of our discouragement.
当我们弟兄姐妹彼此之间互相分享、公开自己的软弱，本身也是彼此之间靠靠肩膀、舔舔伤口。然后互相拥抱，手拉着手，心连着心，同行天路啊。
So when we share our witness among those other church members, and we just walk together and just hold on the hand in hand, just walk on the heavenly path.
其次是向神诉求啊。
Second, appeal to God.
在这一点上，我们真的要向哈巴谷去学习啊。
At this point, we can learn from the prophet Habakkuk.
呀，他面对国家将要灭亡，民族将要消灭，灰心透顶的时候呢，他选择向神去呼求啊。
When Habakkuk faced with the perishing of nation and nationality, and when he was utterly discouraged, he chose to cry out to God.
我当然对那些作为国际志愿军的人去到乌克兰去抗击俄罗斯的那些勇士，我深表钦佩。
Of course, I admire those soldiers that just came just to the Ukraine to help to fight.
但是我更加期待的是什么，你知道吗
？But you know what I expect more is.
更加期待是全世界的基督徒都站出来一起为乌克兰祷告。
My hope is that the Christian just globally we just stand up and just pray for Ukraine.
我在这里求神兴起一支祷告大军，开向前线为乌克兰祷告。
I just pray that God just revive that just the soldiers, the group soldier of the prayer warrior.
其实也不要忘了为俄罗斯人祷告，对吧
？Also, we need to pray for Russia.
哈巴谷先知怎么说呢
？So how did the prophet Habakkuk say?
他说我要站在守望所呀。
He said, I will stand in my watch and station myself.
我要立在望楼上观看呐。
And I will just look just to see it.
要看看耶和华对我说什么话。
And I just see how God will just tell us.
我可以用什么话向他诉冤呢？
So what kind of words I can just appeal to him?
这里向他诉冤呢，意思是就是答疑解难，看看上帝怎么解答他的疑难的问题啊。
So he's just trying to find the answer that he asked God.
我们每个礼拜 主日之后的主日学也是效法主的话语上，尽量有一个彼此之间的对话，让上帝来替我们答疑解难，对不对？
So our just weekly Sunday worship, it is the same. We just answer about the brother sister's question.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你看见哈巴谷先知的宝贵之处了吗？
Dear brother and sister, do you see the precious part about the prophet Habakkuk?
Yeah, 他的宝贵之处，我相信神也宝贝他这一点，就是他那份坦诚，直言以对呀、
啊。I believe God just treasured about this precious part was his honesty and straightforwardness.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是他要向神倾诉啊。
That is that he just wanted to talk to God.
我们常常遇到问题，自己就苦读怨恨，然后去对人发脾气啊。
Oftentimes, when we just face the problem, and we just have bitterness and have anger.
但是哈巴谷的方法就是向神发出问号啊。
So for Habakkuk, he just asked God questions.
不但如此，他还要过来听听神是怎么回答他的。
Not only this, he wanted to hear what God answered.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这种遇事就来到面对神的人生智慧，是我们效法的榜样，对不对？
This kind of life wisdom to face God when we encounter the problem is an example for us to follow.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
神是多么的期待我们向他倾心吐意啊。
So you just have to understand, God just expects us to pour out our hearts.
他当然也欢迎我们凡事求问呢、啊。
God also welcomes us about our inquiries.
只是我们必须尊重他的权柄啊。
It just that we also have to accept.
我们也必须接纳上帝对我们沉默不语啊。
Also, we need to accept God's silence.
有的时候是此时无声胜有声啊。
Sometimes the silence is better than anything else.
上帝的沉默的时候，是我们思想默想神话语的时候，对吧？
During the time that God remains silent, that is for us to meditate.
我们有的时候喜欢有一种逼迫神的这种罪孽的惯性，会不会啊？
Sometimes we have just this kind of habit of sin and just kind of want to push God.
好像神如果不按照他的时间表去回答他，好像神是多么的不公义，多么的没有怜悯，多么的就不是耶和华了，对吧？
So sometimes it seems like God is so unrighteous and without mercy, and not to just answer our prayer according to our time.
这种霸道的风格用在人际关系上，身边的人见你都躲呀。
This kind of a dominant character, and people will just escape from you.
我们能不能给神空间，也给你身边的人有空间呢？
Can we just give some room to God, also to the people around you?
让人喘口气，行不行啊？有时候我开玩笑说，让人有一口喘息的活路，可否啊？
Sometimes I just kind of joke and just give me a way out.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
神在等候着我们向他倾心吐意的。
God is waiting for us, just pour our heart with him.
有任何的问题可以向神倾诉的。
We can ask God any question.
好，最后是读懂圣经啊。
Finally, understand the Bible.
我们看看以色列人跟圣经的关系是怎么开始的。
Let's look at the Israelites, their relation with the Bible.
摩西带领他们来到西乃山了。
So Moses just led the Israelites to Mount Sinai.
然后上帝就赐下两块石板了。
And God just gave two tablets.
我们称之为十诫，对吧？
And the two tablets of stone, and we call the Ten Commandments.
然后创出立民生摩西五经，我们称为什么？
And the first five books of how do we call that?
称为妥拉 Torah 对吧？
It's called the Torah.
也被称为是摩西律法呀。
And also it is called the Mosaic Law.
这部经书是怎么来的呢？
So where does the book come from?
就是伴随着摩西的一生。
It was just born. It's to work with the Moses.
以及上帝的子民出埃及的旅程，同行半生。而生，对吧？
Also, it was just born to walk with the journey out of Egypt.
这整个过程是上帝的子民跟随神的脚步应运而生啊。
And this is with God's chosen one following the footsteps of God.
从此读经以及读懂圣经就成为上帝选民的生命选项啦。
So from then on, and reading and understanding the Bible becomes the life of God's chosen people.
我们今天新约信徒也是如此啊。
It's the same for the believer of the New Testament.
读懂圣经并不能够完全靠逻辑、理性、哲学的。
Understand the Bible just not just entirely on logic, reason, and also philosophy.
其实读懂圣经的关键就是与神同行。
Understanding the Bible, the key is to walk with God.
因为当我们凡事奉主的名去行事为人的时候，圣灵就会把圣经的话语向我们光照和打开。
When we act in Jesus Christ's name, and God will just reveal to us.
这是为什么我们教会鼓励弟兄姐妹每天写灵修笔记的道理所在啊。
That is the reason why we encourage brother sister to write devotional notes and its prayer.
一开始写一两篇没什么感觉的。
In the very beginning, if we just write one or two journals, and maybe you don't feel much.
写几个月也会觉得很烦的。
If you just write like several months, maybe you're just tired of it.
哪怕你写个一年两年，也会觉得渐渐的乏味的。
Even if you just write one or two years later, maybe you're just tired of it.
但是只要你坚持下去。
However, if you just persist on it.
你试试写超过二三十年以上。
So just try. If you just write the devotional journal 20 or 30 years,
我可以很负责任地告诉你，
I'll be very responsible. Just tell you.
你就要渐渐地走上一个懂神话语的这个阶段和地步了。神给的不是人所努力的。
And just step by step, you will just become a person. You know God's word. It's from God, not from you.
当然，其实你也离不开你平时的学习的预备啊。
Of course, you just cannot just be a part just from the preparation of your learning.
也包括我们的理性逻辑啊。
Including reason and the logic.
我们也需要读读原文呐、啊。
We also need to read the origin.
我们也需要查考其他的一些前人所留下来的解经的著作啊。
Also, we just need to just see other people's just this explanation of the Bible.
也没有必要夸口自己，好像哇，直接从神的话语出来，什么人的东西都不需要看，也没有必要夸这个口啊。
Also, no one can just boast about his own interpretation of the Bible.
其实要夸就夸主对你的带领就好了。
All we can boast is just God's leading.
我是什么人呢、啊？竟然能够读懂神的话语，本身就不合理。
Who are we? And I am able to understand the Bible. It just sounds unreasonable.
如果连圣经都读懂了
，So if we just can understand the Bible,
难道还怕神不主持公道吗
？Are we still afraid that God will not uphold justice?
路见不平，你也没有必要去人去主持公道啊。
When you encounter injustice, you don't need to just uphold the justice.
好，我们来看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
因信得生啊。
Live by one's faithfulness.
在旧约圣经中啊
In the Old Testament,
可能除了对亚伯拉罕
Maybe other than the Abraham,
可能就是直接在哈巴谷书中会直接说到为义人因信得生啊
Maybe just only in the book of Habakkuk is mentioned but a righteous person
要当人呢路见不平
When people say injustice
要心里边难以平静的时候呢
And when their heart is justNot difficult to calm down.
你的选项是什么呢
？What's your choice?
是拔刀相助。
So do you want to go ahead take action?
拔刀相助是我们的血气所向啊。
So if we just bring out a knife and just do some help, maybe that's by our flag.
但是一个属神的人需要的就是我们对神的信心啊。
However, a person belongs to God, and we just need to have.It's just need our faith in the Lord.
Yeah, 圣经对我们的要求是什么呢
？What's the Bible requires?
首先是沉静学道。
So first, and just silently just learn.
为什么要读圣经呢
？So why we need to just read the Bible?
Yeah, 保罗说圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行。各样的善事，对吧
？So the Bible just said all Scripture is God's breath and it's useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
只是渐渐的，我们变成了一个读只喜欢读一些经句或者比较容易懂的句子。
So maybe we just like to read the words that by the verse we can understand.
什么约翰福音三章十六节啊？
For example, like John 3:16.
什么诗篇二十三篇呢
？Or Psalm 23.
这些都很容易的把它背下来了，对吧
？Those are just easily to memorize, right?
以为我们好像读懂圣经了。
And we thought we already understand the Bible.
抓住一些只言片语，觉得自己就是专家了。
And we just hold on to some just the verse. We thought we are the expert.
甚至还有人去讲道啊。
And some people just go ahead and just do the preaching.
缺的是什么你知道吗
Do you know what is lacking?
我们可能缺的就是一个沉静学道的生命、啊、
we may just like in reading the Bible, just that of the quiet study of the God's word.
我们比较容易忽略圣经中的一些细节，会不会啊？
We may just neglect some of the details in the Bible.
要包括圣经中的日期啊、年代啊、族谱啊、人物啊、献祭啊、律法的条文等等，我们都一看就过去，不想看懂的。
And we just very seldom study the dates, years, genealogies, and the characters, sacrifices, and just provision of.
我们很少有人去研究圣经的细节，会不会？
Maybe a very few of us we just study about the details in the Bible.
其实圣经处处都是宝，你知道吗？
Do you know actually in the Bible, everywhere, every corner is treasure.
每一个细节都不可以忽略的。
We just cannot just neglect every detail.
当然，一开始不懂，暂时放下是好的。
Of course, in the very beginning, we don't understand. We can just set aside just for temporary.
但是当我们有一个读懂圣经的日子来到的时候，我们需要回头去钻研那些圣经的。
However, when the days comes and for us to just study just as thoroughly, and we just cannot neglect.
我们读经应该怎么读呢？
So how should we study the Bible?
真的要向哈巴谷去学习啊。
We just need to learn from Habakkuk.
他说要站在守望所呀。
Like I said, you should stand in the watchtower and.
就是读经的时候要有一个警醒的心啊。
That is that just have a cautious heart.
我们要立在望楼观看神话语的奥秘啊。
And we just then just should stand in the watchtower and watch the mystery of God's word.
什么叫立在望楼上呢？
So what does that mean? Just stand in the watchtower.
就是稳行在属灵的高处，站在基督的眼光，以耶稣基督心为心来读圣经啊。
That is to read the Bible with the Christ's heart.
读经就是与神对话，你知道吗？
Do you know reading the Bible? That is to talk to God.
或者讲的浅显一点说，就是带着与神对话的感觉来读经啊。
In other words, reading the Bible with the feeling of being in dialogue with God.
啊，其次是还要等候啊。
Second, you have to wait.
有没有想过你为什么不能等候呢？
It is about what is the reason that you cannot wait.
我们往往是因为血气太盛啊，对不对？
So a lot of times it's because of a strong flesh.
主说他要再来啊。
The Lord said he will come again.
我们等啊等啊等啊，还没来。
We waited and waited, but God still did not come.
圣经还没完全写完，就有人等得不耐烦了。
Before the Bible was finished, some people just waited impatiently.
所以主在初代世纪的时候就感动彼得说呀，他说主看千年如一日，一日如千年呐。
Therefore, in the early stage, and God just moved Peter to say.
两千多年就这么过去了。
So the 2,000 years has passed.
主还是没有来。
But the Lord still has not come.
属血气的会怎么说呢？
Person without the spirit will say.
我想大概主不会来了。
The Lord will probably not come again.
那属基督的人会怎么说呢？
The one belonging to Christ will say.
我每天都将这一天当作是最后一天来活。
I live every day as if it were the last day.
主可以在任何一天回来。
The Lord can come back any day.
我也在任何一天等候他的到来。
And I'm waiting for him to come any day.
哪一天我不去问？
Which day I will not ask.
每一天都是我等候迎见主面的时刻。
Every day is the time for me to wait and meet the Lord.
我们七月份就要去夏令会啊，去短宣呐，对吧？
So this July, and we will just go to the summer camp.
现在战争风云这么浓烈的笼罩在欧洲的上空。
Right now, the situation of the war is just on the top of the universe.
前段时间，俄罗斯还飞机威胁进入到瑞典、芬兰啦。
Not too long ago, and the airplane of Russia just flies just above the sky.
瑞典的小孩子们开始学习怎么入防空洞啦。
And the children, the school just taught the children and how to just get into this cave.
杨牧师，你还要带短宣队去瑞典、去北欧、去欧洲吗？
So pastor, do you still want to lead the mission team to Nordic?
我就跟师母说了。
So I told my wife.
我说你怕不怕呀？
I asked my wife.
可能我们在短宣队当中就丧命了，一个炮弹打过来我们就死了。
Maybe in a mission trip and we would just die just from the bomb.
师母说死就死吧，一起死，回天家。
And my wife said if I die then just die and we just return to heaven.
要想忧虑，我还可以讲出一万种忧虑的可能性哦。
If we want to worry, and there's like a 10,000 worry we can think.
战争会威胁我们。
The war will threaten us.
瘟疫会威胁我们。
And also the plague will threaten us.
这次战争发生在乌克兰呐。
This time the war is in Ukraine.
那可是世界的粮仓啊。
It's like the bomb.
所以饥饿也会威胁我们。
So the famine will threaten us.
以上三种的威胁构成一个总的威胁，就是死亡会威胁我们。
With those three, just threatening, and all just composed out of the threatening.
一个属神的人如果没有胜过死亡的威胁
，A person belong to God. If he did not, cannot just overcome with the threatening of death.
坦率讲，这条属天的道路你也走不远的。
And to be honest, and this heavenly path, you just cannot walk long.
走一步退三步哦。
If you just walk one step, but you just withdraw three steps.
Yeah, 走两步退回到信主前了。
If you just move two steps, but you just then you just return to your just new believer stage.
请问你的选择是什么呢
？What is your choice?
Yeah, 亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
Yeah, 我们人生 ，Yeah, 其实唯一的生命之道就是因信得生，你知道吗
？So in our life, and we just the life, the path of life, that is, we just receive life because of faith.
今天的经文吩咐我们要沉静学道。
So today's scripture just tells us we just need to be silent to learn.
他要我们还要等候啊。
Also, he just asks we need to just wait.
呀，最后是信心仰望啊。
Finally, look up with faith.
哈巴谷怎么说呢？
他
说唯有谦卑活在信心中的人才会等候神的。
Habakkuk said that only those who are humble and live in faith will wait on God.
正如加勒底人的狂傲、自高、自大、心不正直。
Just as the Chaldeans were arrogant, proud, and dishonest.
我们仰望主的态度是什么呢？
So what is our attitude to look up to God?
请大家留意我讲下面这句话。
Please pay attention what I'm going to say.
我们仰望主的态度不是由我们的行为和道德决定的。
So our just attitude to look up to God is not just go by our own morality.
我们仰望主的态度是由上帝的属性来决定的。
Our attitude of looking up to the Lord that is determined by the attributes of God.
这个道理很绕口，不容易讲，对吧
？So this truth is it's not quite.
其实我们的态度是上帝的掌主权，你晓得吗
？Actually, our attitude that's the under God's sovereignty.
因为他是公义的、圣洁的、慈爱的、怜悯的，所以我们在信心当中的等候、仰望，也必须是效法主的谦卑、柔和。
So God is righteous, holy, loving, and merciful. So when we wait and look up to in the faith, and that we must imitate the humbleness and the gentleness of the Lord.
当我在人生道路当中遇见路见不平、心有愤恨的曲折，没有关系啊。
So it just doesn't matter if we just encounter injustice and with the mindset of resentment in the heart.
那就去修直主的道呗。
Then make straight paths for the Lord.
我们就呐喊出福音的大能啊。
And shout out the power of the gospel.
我们为的是要救一切相信的人。
That is the purpose is to save all those who believe.
因为信心。是为救恩而生啊
，Because faith is for salvation.
而救恩，则是为基督的心而存呢、啊。
And salvation that is for the heart of Christ.
允许我再讲多一遍啊。
Allow me to say one more time.
信心为救生、救恩而生。
Faith is for salvation.
而救恩则为基督的心而存呢、啊。
And salvation is for the heart of Christ.
好，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
路见不平，心。却可以平静安稳。
When we encounter injustice, our hearts can be calm and stable.
路见不平，未必要拔刀相助的。
When we encounter injustice, there's no need and to draw a knife to help.
彼得拔刀，彼得拔刀，耶稣叫他收刀入鞘，对吧
？Peter drew his sword, and Jesus told him to put it in its sheath.
虽然情何以堪。
Although it is hard on the field.
仍然要信得过神必存公义啊
We must still believe that God is righteous.
于是我们也当好怜悯存救恩的心因信称义凭信而行啊
Therefore, we should also just love mercy, have a heart of salvation, and be justified by faith, and act by faith.
好我们去祷告
Let's pray.
天父感谢你
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你赐给我们一堂路见不平怎么办之道啊
！Thank you. You just gave us this today's sermon, and when we encounter this injustice,
主啊，我们正如哈巴谷的祷告那样说：“主啊，你是我的圣者，你是我的神呐、啊。
”Just like the prayer from Habakkuk, and you are my Lord, my Holy One.
你是那位创天造地的主啊
！You are the Lord of Creator.
你也是那位审判万人的主啊
！Also, you're the Lord. You just judge the whole world.
主啊，你不看那些。 奸恶不看那些邪僻。
You just do not look at those the wicked ones.
你的静默不语，有你的智慧、恩典与能力。
And your silence and the quietness which has your wisdom.
主啊，虽然今天世界上看起来是杂乱、繁复的一个世界。
Even though today's world is in chaos.
但是主，你仍然掌王权、居首位。
However, Lord, you are still just the reigns over.
能够得以生存、生命和生活的人，是那些相信你的人。
The one and who is able to receive the life, that is the one who has faith in you.
是那些信得过你仍然掌王权、居首位的人。
They are the one. They just truly believe that you are the one, just have a sovereignty.
路见不平怎么办
？What can we do when we encounter injustice?
仰望交托。
Just look up to you and entrust to you.
全然看着主啊。
And just look up to you.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.